Kutta Sikha is Chelek Yudalad, Parsha Sovay, Sikha Aleph. Betchilas Parsha Seinu, Parsha Mikra Bikurim, at the beginning of the Parsha Ktovay, in which he talks about the reading that when a person gives Bikurim, there is a Parsha that he has to read. He has to say, Vaniso Vamarta, you shall say this. It says over there, Vaniso Vamarta, you shall proclaim and say, Arami Oimed Oived Avi. The Arami, meaning Lavan, who wanted to destroy my father Yaakov, Vayered Mitzrayim, and then he had Yaakov ended up going down to Mitzrayim. Vayogav Shom b'Mesemaot, he lived there with a small amount of people. Vayhi Shom, and then he became over there to a big nation. Vayetzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim b'Yad Chazaka, Hashem took us out with a mighty hand. Vayivienu Elamokam Hazan, he brought us to this place, meaning to Eretz Yisrael. This is what a Yid reads when he brings Bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash. The reason that the person that brings the Bikurim mentions these two things, which two things? Arami Oivedavi, the nest that happened, that Yaakov Avinu was saved from the evil inclinations of Lavan. And the Yedidus B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, also he mentions that the Yidden went down to Mitzrayim, Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, B'gulosim Megolazu, and then we were redeemed from there. Why these two things are mentioned? Nira B'pashas, it would seem, at least on the simple level, Shezeu Shvach V'Hidol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is in praise and thanks to Hashem, Alech HaSodim Elu, for these kindnesses that He did with us. Shehitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Saraseinu Me'elias Oivdim V'Kolim, Hashem saved us from becoming destroyed and lost al yedei Lavan or Begolus Mitzrayim, whether through Lavan and also through Golus Mitzrayim, the Yidden could have become destroyed and annihilated. So Hashem did us the kindness, and He saved us from that Atshe Viyom el Eretz Avos Chalav Devash, until He brought them to the land of milk and honey. And so v'haydozu shemedaber shebedibur mizbataz gam b'maisa, and this thanks that we proclaim is also expressed in an act. The act is hava mireishis pri ha'adama bikurim l'Hashem, that we bring from the first fruits as a thanks to Hashem. Hamnam tzarech lahavin im atamu v'chdei lahaske chazdei amokim. If the purpose over here of saying this is in order to mention, bring up the kindnesses of Hashem, Sha'asulavaseinu, that He did for our forefathers, Heichel Marami Avidovin, it starts all the way back from Lavan with Yaakov, Atshabi Abiyasam al-Oris, until they came to Eretz Yisrael. Madua Eine Maskir Elebeis Chasodim Elu, why does He mention only these two kindnesses, Hatzolam al-Lavan Vagulu Mitzrayim, which is the saving Yaakov from Lavan and the redemption for Mitzrayim? V'loi shara nisim b'chasana, why doesn't He mention all the other miracles and all the other kindnesses Shakadosh Baruch Hu and that Hashem did with them? Kaidim shivim la'aretz, before He brought them to Eretz Yisrael, which are Kriyas Yamsuf, Nulchanas Amolek, V'chena chasodim shebamidbar, all the kindnesses that Hashem did by in the Midbar, Haman, Vabeir, those are the things that stood by, those are the things that kept the Yidden in existence for 40 years as they traveled through the Midbar, which the Midbar HaGadol V'Anoira, the mighty, awesome, scary Midbar, and that's what kept them safe in order to be able to reach Eretz Yisrael, Lahavi Mipeiroseh Bikurim, so that we would be able to bring Bikurim from the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. In order to get there, we needed all these miracles that happened throughout the Midbar and so on. Obdigmasam oid chasadim, in a similar way, other kindnesses that happen, kamei eshad anacholim, like the wars that the Yidden, the Goyim wanted to wage against the Yidden as they were traveling through the desert, umulchamasichim ba'oid, and so on. All these miracles could also be mentioned as bringing the Yidden to be able to settle in Eretz Yisrael and then bring Bikurim. But he leaves out all those and he mentions only the two. V'af in Timtzalim the Shiny Atzalim Yad Lavan Megolos Mitzrayim Shem Chasadim Ikriim V'Klolim, and even though you might say that those two miracles of Lavan and Golos Mitzrayim, they are kindnesses, were a very fundamental and general chasadim that Hashem did for the Yidden, shebehem ba'al yadim hitzlag Hashem Baruch Hu zaveseinu, that through these miracles, through these kindnesses, Hashem saved the Yidden v'eskol b'nei Yisrael mikiloyim v'avodin gomor, from complete annihilation. These were the two things through which Hashem saved us from annihilation. Mashenkin shara chasadim, whereas the other kindnesses and miracles, shehagam Shehinam k'moy hemshech shel nisim pratim b'istayfu shel achesed yitzias Mitzrayim, which are really only a part of, they are details within the greater context of the miracle of going, leaving Mitzrayim. So these are the details through which it happened. B'chtei lo'avim la'aretz, in order to bring the Eretz Yisrael. She'ena nesti yitzias Mitzrayim mishlei musay mebli anisim shuvo achrav. Of course, the miracle of yitzias Mitzrayim would not have been complete and perfect without these other details. So it's true that Kriyas Yamsuf, Haman, Vabe'er. But as a general principle, those were details within the greater story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, the Pasuk only mentions, it requires that we read, mention the ones which were a miracle that saved us from annihilation, through Lavan or through Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if that were the answer, that would still leave the question, why doesn't he mention in this recitation as a chesed shenasal Yaakov avono bein hazman darami avi vazman deveyer mitzrayim? Why doesn't he mention another miracle which happened to Yaakov and his sons between the time of Lavan and the time when they went down to Mitzrayim? The shehoya by hatzola ikris v'klos, which also saved them from annihilation. Which miracle is that? Atzolos Yaakov Avonu miyad Esav anoshav, that Yaakov and his family were saved from Esav and his people. Shal zeh meYaakov avinu b'tfilosay, and regarding this threat, Yaakov said in his davening to Hashem atzileini, now save me from my brother Esav. Bikaniem albonim, he wants to destroy me and the mothers of my children and so on. So in other words, he mentioned that he was looking to destroy them completely. So why doesn't he mention that very general principle of that Hashem saved them from annihilation? And since this question is also on the simple level, it talks about the simple meaning of the pasuk, Hare Tamua. So then the question is, Madua Ein Remez Li Yishuv Kushazu B'Parash Pirush Rashi? Why doesn't Rashi mention anything about this question of why only these two miracles were mentioned and not others, or even at least only the Esav one, and so on? Shinyoniki Yidul of Arvid Yashiv called over Akashav Adarishbir. We know that Rashi takes it upon himself to answer and explain everything that leaves a question in the pasuk, in the simple meaning of the pasuk. Mezegufa Hechrech. And so, from the fact that Rashi doesn't mention anything about this, this proves she'ein zu kasha mi'ikara, that it's not really a question. But in your movement, it was by the pashas, and it can be understood simply, and so simply, kol kacha she'ein tzarech l'Rashi l'farze, afilu ben chamish l'mikra, that Rashi has no need to explain it even to a child. Or you should move in a teres v'mashu pirush Rashi l'fneza, or possibly another option would be that Rashi already said something previously which also explains this question. So either it's no question at all, or that Rashi may have mentioned something which already brings the answer to this question. Base. V'hine b'yishuv kasha zu hayev shalom l'chayre. To answer this question, one may have said, the ma she'ene maskir mevi abikurim gamas achesed atzolos Yaakov me'esav, that the reason that the one who brings the bikurim doesn't mention about the Yaakov being saved from Esav, hareizim epnei shloi hoya ba'efen shalat solim mitzara shabah ba'poyel uba ma'isa. It's because Yaakov wasn't saved from anything that actually happened. It wasn't something that Esav actually attacked him. Ki'im misakana atzvuyu b'machshava. Rather, what happened was Yaakov was afraid that that's what Esav will do. But Esav didn't actually set out to do that. He didn't actually do that. Esav didn't do any evil act against Yaakov. And even though Lavan also intended to harm Yaakov, but did he actually successfully harm him? No. B'cholze, what's the difference? Still there's a difference. Hareze ki'ilu niskayma machshavta b'peil mamish. In regards to Lavan, we would have to attribute his intentions and consider them as if they did happen. The mikimin shechishev lasoiz, chishev le'amokim ki'ilu asa. Since he planned and he schemed to do it, since Lavan schemed to act with harm against Yaakov, so the Eibishter considers it as if he did it. So umus the gelulim, because when it comes to the nations of the world, Hashem considers a negative, an evil intent as if they did it. Kepirush Rashi, as Rashi actually says right here in the parsha, v'lochein oimer amevi, and that's why the person who brings the bikurim, what does he say? Arami oivadavi. He points out that he was an Arami. Mashenkin Esav, whereas when it comes to Esav, she Yisrael mumer hoya, that Yisrael, Esav is considered to be of Jewish descent, and therefore, however, who went away from Yiddishkeit, but he was Jewish. Therefore, since he's technically a Jew, his evil intent is not considered as if he did it. As we know the difference, that when a Yid has an evil intent, Hashem does not consider it as if he did it, whereas if a Goy has an evil intent, it's as if he did it. And by the reverse, in regards to a mitzvah, if a Yid intends to do a mitzvah and didn't get to do it, so then Hashem considers it as if he did it. If a Goy intended to do a mitzvah but didn't do it, it's not considered as if he did it. So therefore, when Lavan, even though he merely intended to do it, it's considered as if he did it. Whereas by Esav, since he only intended to do it, it's not considered as if he did it. And since he didn't actually do what he planned to do, and therefore what Hashem saved Yaakov from was something that he wanted to do, he didn't actually carry it out. That's why the story of Esav is not mentioned together with the two things which actually did happen, or at least technically happened. Kimai says it's as if it happened in the case of Lavan. So maybe that's an answer. Ulam Yev Shalom came, but this that it's difficult to say this as the answer. Naisav Lazer Shalom Etzidim Mashvos Aksuvim. In addition to the fact that from the simple understanding of the psukim, Al Pipshuta Shal Mikra, we don't find she'esav hayale din Yisrael mumar, that Esav had the halacha, the status of a yid that went away from Yiddishkeit. In the Pashtas Apsukim, we don't see that, even though in Drush and so on it is taught. Umanigela Avos Bachlal, and generally in regards to the Avos, Einer Chacham Apashtas Aksuvim Shechal Aleim Agedav Adin Shal Yisrael Kvi Shehugdru Bay Bnei Yisrael Lacham Atan Torah. Even in regards to the Avos, we don't find in the Pshut Shel Mikra that they had the status of what the same status as a Yid has after Matan Torah, at which time the idea of that he intended to do it doesn't count for a Yid, but it does count for a Goy. That difference came up by Matan Torah. Where do we find in the Pshut Shel Mikra that the Avos also were in that category, in that status? We don't find it. And therefore, it leaves memanavshich. Im, whichever way you look at it, im noimar sheyesh lahaskar b'dosa b'kurim rak eila chasadim datzolos avaseinim etzolos akonim maisis. If you go with the approach that what should be mentioned in the recitation of the b'kurim, only those things, those kindnesses that Hashem saved us from actual danger, bal derech shehayu b'mitzrayim, like for instance what happened in Mitzrayim, that they actually were harmed, that they actually acted in with evil actions, they tortured us, and then Hashem took us out of that. So those were things which actually happened. Then he shouldn't have mentioned what happened with Lavan, since as far as Yaakov was concerned, nothing happened to him in the end. Shumra b'payil mamish. Nothing actually was carried out from Lavan's evil. At least the destruction part, that he wanted to destroy him, annihilate him. That emid zushal machshava kemaisa negeis rak l'gedel chetai. Because this idea that Hashem considers it as if he did it, that is only pertains to Lavan and to his great sin, that his sin is considered to as if he had did it, and therefore he'll be punished based on that. But as far as Yaakov is concerned, it makes no difference whether Hashem considers it as if he did it or he didn't do it. In regards to Yaakov, it doesn't make a difference. Ben kach shechoshav choshva kemaisa, that in any case he considered it as a maisa. Ben kach she'ena kemaisa, whether you consider it a maisa or you don't consider it a maisa, lo nogo by Lavan l'ra. In the end, Lavan did not actually get to harm Yaakov. So as far as Lavan is concerned, there is a difference if you consider it as if he did it or not. But as far as Yaakov is concerned, which is what we're talking about, he tried to no evil, no harm came to Yaakov, so therefore why should this be mentioned? That's if we go with the approach that we only mention those things which actually happened. But if you go with the other approach, that since the plans, the schemes of Lavan never actually came out, never actually happened, still it's appropriate that the person bringing the Bikurim should mention Lavan's evil intent. And it is considered to be one of the kindnesses that Hashem did, that he saved us from that. Then if intent is also considered important, so then why shouldn't he mention that Esav intended to harm Yaakov, even though in the end he didn't act out on that intent? So the upshot of all this is that we must say, therefore, that these two kindnesses which are mentioned in the pasuk, the ones of Lavan and Yetzias Mitzrayim, they have a special connection to the mitzvah Bikurim, and that kind of a connection doesn't apply to any of the other kindnesses that we talked about, including the kindness that Hashem saved Yaakov from Esav. So to explain it, the mitzvahs bikurim lo nischayu b'nei Yisrael ela la'achas shebo la'aretz v'kivshua v'yishyashu ba. When did the mitzvah of bikurim apply? When did it take effect? Only after the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael and they settled into Eretz Yisrael and they conquered and they settled the land. As Rashi says, v'yarashta v'yashaftaba, and you will inherit it and you will settle in it. Magid, from these words we learn, says Rashi, that the mitzvah bikurim did not become obligatory until the Yidden conquered Eretz Yisrael and they settled in Eretz Yisrael. They divided it up and settled. Mizem movan. From this we understand, shemitzvah zuda avos bikurim ein rakaydal etzem nesinus ha'aretz makadosh baruch hu b'nei Yisrael. That this thankfulness that we express in the form of bikurim is not just simply thanking Hashem that He gave us Eretz Yisrael, He brought us to Eretz Yisrael. Ki im gam ubeiker avur zeh shebo alanachla b'yishyashvus kavua bo. The thankfulness is expressed in regards to the fact that the Yidden have this tranquility, that they have settled in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they now have this menucha, this tranquility that they can live in Eretz Yisrael. Kirak oz himevia oiseyatoshi samach boy. Only then does it bring out this good, does it bring out this good feeling and the thankfulness and the joyfulness of and therefore leading to bikurim. And therefore the first fruits of that joy are brought as a gift to Hashem. And since the ultimate purpose of bikurim and the things that we say when we give the bikurim are to thank Hashem, not merely for his kindnesses, but for this kindness that he has brought us to the land of milk and honey, to be able to settle it and be established there, and to be able to enjoy the fruits and to be satiated from its goodness. Lachain, therefore, b'chtei lahadgish goyd lachesed hazeh, in order to emphasize this type of great kindness, maskir hamevi gamkein dugmosom. Therefore, he mentions also only those kindnesses which are similar to these, to this kindness, which are as chazdei hamakom shenasal avaseinu be'esa yosem b'makom kavua, namely, the kindnesses that Hashem did to our forefathers when they were in a place which was settled, a place where they should have been calm and relaxed and things should have been stable and so on. Yet, in those places where they should have had stability, they didn't have stability. They had tzaras, they had problems. In those places where they should have had stability, there they wanted to destroy them and annihilate them. They had, instead of the ultimate good, they had the ultimate evil. And then, from those situations, Hashem gave them this great kindness, and he saved them from that situation, until he brought us to this place of stability. And over here, and therefore they were given this kind of good, this kind of manucha, habame amakim atzmai, v'tachlis toiv zen. And we thank Hashem for the goodness which comes from the fact that we live in the place of stability, in Eretz Yisrael, and the good that comes from that. So in other words, that the thankfulness that we're expressing is that we have stability in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, what is mentioned? Those events in the past where it should have been stable, but it wasn't. It was the exact opposite of stability. And then Hashem saved us and he brought us to this place of stability. The Zeu Shemaskir, and therefore he mentions Dafke es Chazdei Hamokim, only the kindnesses of Hamokim, meaning Hashem, Shenasu Lavaseinu Ba'adam Ba'aram Ube Mitzrayim. He mentions only those two things where Hashem saved us from Aram, meaning from Lavan Arami, and the Mitzrayim. Ki b'mekaymes elu Yoshua Avaseinu Ba'ayfim Kavua, because in these two places our forefathers lived for a long time, 20 years in Aram and 210 years in Mitzrayim. So they lived there for a long time, and therefore you would have expected stability. When you live in a place for a long time, you expect stability. Yet they had the opposite of stability, and then Hashem saved them from there and brought us to Eretz Yisrael and gave us true stability. So therefore he doesn't mention all the other things which happened as the Yidden were traveling through the Midbar and so on. Those were not, they weren't expecting stability in those times. Which explains also why it starts with Arami Yavid Avi and then goes to Vayered Mitzrayim, b'chtei lahadgish kanal, in order to emphasize this point. Shemitzada mekaymis atzmam, that it's for the places, it's about the place where they were. It mentions Arami, and it mentions Mitzrayim. Shal Arami Mitzrayim hoisat tzfuyu lehem sakonis kilyan va'avadain, that it was in those places that they wouldn't have thought that they should be. This would bring destruction, or at least intended destruction. But it did. Elosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu chazdei hitzilim v'ga'olam. But Hashem saved them from these places of which threatened destruction. Until he brought them to a place, a new place, which the place itself brings Hashem's blessing and goodness. Whereas when Yaakov was saved from Esav, which happened as he was traveling home from Lavan to Eretz Yisrael, So also the other things that happened on the way in the midbar, on the way from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the midbar, you can't expect that there should be any stability there, because it isn't a place where people are expected to live. They are not similar to the thanks which is given through Bikurim. Shavavos HaBikurim Kanal, as we said before. Different type of kindness, and therefore not mentioned in this. To explain this from the what's happening in the Pnimis Inyanim. Mevor Ba'era Teira, B'inyanim Shal Mitzvah Avos Bikurim. It's explained in Ba'era Teira in regards to the Mitzvah of Bikurim. Priya Ilan Hu Bechinas HaNeshama Shinislap Shabaguf. The fruits of the tree represent the Neshama that has come down into the body. The idea of Bikurim is to connect and attach the Neshama as it is down here in a guf, which to its source on high, which is called the Bikurim up there. As the pasuk says, Kibakura b'te'ena re'isi abaseichem, like a new fruit, like a first fruit on a fig tree that I see your forefathers. In other words, that the Bikurim represents something from the higher levels. Mevayr Shom, and he explains there in Torah, Shebeiz HaInyanim Bazeh, that this is expressed in two aspects. Havoz HaBikurim Hi Halo Mimata L'mayla. First of all, it is the bringing of the Bikurim, which is elevating from down here upward, and then the reading of that parsha that we're talking about is the bringing, drawing down the lukus from above to below. In other words, to bring down that which is called Bikurim of the Neshama from its place on high down here into the neshama as it is beguf. She is chaber v'yor bechinis neshama shalomayla by neshama hamalubes beguf, that the aspect of the neshama which is in its full illumination lamayla should also illuminate the neshama as it is within the guf. That's the idea of bringing bikurim, as explained in Chassidus. Well, pisa yesh levar. So based on this, we can explain. That in the reading of this of the parsha Bikurim, we mention these two things specifically, Lavan u'Mitzrayim. Why are these two? Kishneim b'shnein yoneim, because both of these things, in both of their aspects, hayirida l'sham v'hayitziyah, both in the fact that Yaakov ended up there in Mitzrayim, and also in the way we were saved from there. In both aspects, hoyu bepchinas chesed v'amshocham l'mayla l'mata. Both of them express this idea of the flow from above down here, the chesed which comes from above downwards. How do we see this? Vayetze Yaakov mebe'er shava, which means Yaakov went out and was nimshach from Be'er Shava Milmaila, Maila. Be'er Shava is Eretz Yisrael, the holiest. Vayela Charon, and he went all the way, where did he go? Not just outside of Eretz Yisrael, but to Charon, which is the most anger, the place of anger of the world. So he went Milmaila, Maila from Eretz Yisrael to Mata Mata to Charon. Ubi Yitziya Misham. So in other words, coming from a place of high down to a place of low. Ubi Yitziya Misham. And then when he went away, left from Charon, Vayashkim Lavan Babaiker, Lavan woke up in the morning. So according to Chassidus, Bechinas Lavan represents in Kedusha, who Bechinas Lavan Elya in Makar HaChasadim, it's Lavan means white, or in a really what it means is transparent, which is an expression, white and transparent means Chesed. And so Lavan Elya represents the highest levels of Chesed, the source of Chasadim. And And so in regards to this level of Lavan, it says that he woke up in the morning, that every day there is a new hisgabrus, there is a new powerful emanation of this Eir Chesed Elyon. The Yaakov Holoch L'Darka, and then it says that Yaakov traveled on his way, L'Hamshu B'chinas Leivin Elyon Anal L'Mata Mata. So Yaakov took from this Leivin Elyon, which every day comes with a new surge, and he brought it L'Darka, he brought it down to where it needs to be brought, down to the lower levels. So again, both in the way Yaakov went to Haran and the way he came from Haran, both express the idea of going from a high place down to the low place. The same is true for going to Mitzrayim. Even before that, it says v'es Yehuda Sholach, that Yaakov sent Yehuda ahead of him, Lohiris Lefan of Lesakin Lebeis Talmud, which the Gemara says is in order to establish a place of learning. Then, so in other words, that they went from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim in order to bring from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, establish a yeshiva and so on. And then when they left Mitzrayim, Shehoye Mitzat Chesed Havaye, Shenigla Alei Melech Malcham Lachem El Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bechveide Ve'atzmei Ve'Golam, that Hashem Himself revealed Himself. This was a great revelation of the essence of Hashem and so on, as is explained in regards to Pesach and so on. V'Alpize Yeshleima B'Yenu Shel Torah Shevepirush Rashi. So based on this, we can explain that the Rashi's expression of Soid in his Pirush, Masha Pirush, Maske Chazde Amokim, that he mentions the kindnesses of the place of Amokim, he refers to Hashem as Hamokim. L'chayra, there was two questions that could be asked about this. Number one, Hamaduba Kan Hubat Solis Yaakov Malavan. We're talking here about Yaakov being saved from Lavan, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, as well as Yitzias Mitzrayim, Nisim Gedolim. These are great miracles that happened surrounding these events. Why does he address them as kindnesses? It's not mere kindnesses. The proper term should have been nisim. The miracles that Hashem did for the Yidden. Number two, why does he address Hashem in the term hamokim, rather v'loy chazdei Hashem, or more commonly, what is the kindness of Hashem? Well, pia now, but based on this, we can explain it. Rashi is alluding to the reason why we mention dafka these two things in Bikurim. Ki inyan kriyas parsha Bikurim abechinas chesed. The idea of Bikurim is to express this idea of chesed amshachas alakuz b'makim dafka, that we have to bring chesed from the highest places into makim, into space, meaning into the physical space, into the physical world. V'lachein maskir inyan atzolam alavam yitzias mitzrayim shem b'chinas chazdei Hashem and Himshachim b'makim kavua kanal. And therefore Rashi alludes to this by saying chazdei hamakim, that we're talking about things which express the idea of bringing the kindnesses of Hashem from the highest places into the lowest place, the lowest space, makim, and therefore he uses the term chazdei hamakim rather than nisei Hashem to bring out this idea that Bikurim means to bring from the highest places down to the lowest places. Then what is the lesson to us in Aveda? It shouldn't be enough for a person that he's rising upwards. He's doing an avodah which brings him up to a higher place through Torah, through Tefillah. That through this he rises up and he connects himself to Hashem. Rather, elitzarich gamkin sheyamshich lekus lamata. He also has to bring down a lakus into the lower place, and not only into places of kedusha, but even into things which are neutral, and not just neutral, but even in those things which are more interesting to him, into the muvcharim. As we know that bikurim was taken dafka from the best, the choicest fruit. so that a person has to also make sure that he brings elikus into not just neutral things or things that he doesn't really care about, gashmias that he's not really interested in, but even into the things that he is interested in, that he has an interest in. He has a geshmak in them. He has to bring elikus there too. V'hainu, in other words, to say, lo yirak she'inyonei rishus lo yitfisu shum mokei metzloi. Not to say that when the connection that he needs to have with Gashmi is, he really doesn't care about it. He has no real connection to it, because he is so elamachmas dveikusei b'Hashem, because he is so attached to Hashem, that he doesn't really pay attention to Gashmi, he doesn't really take an interest, and he does his avodah. Ella, rather, what needs to be done is, shegam b'inyonim ha-gashmim shemis asig b'hem. That even in those things in Gashmias which he is involved in, but even shel kvius, and not just occasionally, he's constantly involved in it. It's something that takes up a central area in his life. He's really into it, and so on. Yamshur bahem er v'gili eliki. Even in those places, which you would think a person shouldn't be so involved in Gashmias, the eifin of avoda should be to remove yourself. Try to get away from that. So he says, no. Even those things which you have a geshmak in and you're involved in a regular way, you have an aveda to be mamshir gili vegili elaki achi apchem latoiv ulakdusha mamish, until he can transform those things into kedusha as well. Shazet sarachli is mereishis pri, as we know that the bikurim has to be from the first, meaning the choicest of the dafka mina yofa. Dafka from the best, from the things that you taka have a geshmak in. Hanoa v'atoiv, the ones that are beautiful and the best. Shabazehu mashlim tachlos agavona b'briyas ha'olam, and only then, if you taka are able to lift up, to elevate also those things which are lower gashmias dikinyanim, the things which are strongly gashmias, and therefore they're beautiful, they're enjoyable, they're geshmak. Also those things you have to transform to Kedusha. Lasses lo yisbarach divrei tachtonim, to make for Hashem a dwelling place in this world.